Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jan van Meulen, editor at large at My Broadband. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm keeping well.
Been a lot of talk around data prices coming down, Vodacom reducing their pricing on data, still horrifically high. When I compare it to what my son is paying overseas in Israel for data, it's actually offensive what we pay here in South Africa. But that said, how are we looking in terms of services, in terms of pricing around data and networks?
Sure. So Vodacom and MTN have cut prices now. This is part of their deal with the Competition Commission that they made last year. They said they would cut prices by 40% over the next 2 years. And that's what they've done. 40% is not nothing. And, the thing about this deal is that, Vodacom and MTN have now brought their side. But the other half of this deal is that government needs to release the spectrum so that these price cuts are sustainable. Vodacom and MTN, and the mobile network operators in general, even Telkom, have long said that, you know, to bring prices down, they need the spectrum to be released so that their network expansion costs aren't so high. Right now, to add capacity to the network, they have to build more towers, and that gets expensive. And that's one of the reasons prices remain high, is because the cost to build extra capacity on the network is so high. The other reason prices in South Africa are high, I mean, it's difficult, right? I mean, this is macroeconomic stuff. This is where I tread into areas where, I'm not necessarily qualified in.
Oh, Jan, come on. I do this every day for 3 hours a day. I tread into areas that I'm not qualified. It's never stopped.
I do want to give folks some of what I've observed, right? So, the whole point about our prices in South Africa being horrifically high compared to other countries. So, if you look at the whole world, then South Africa data prices are average, like completely average. It's actually disgusting how average it is. If you look at the whole of Africa, average. I mean, like, we're so banal in how average we are in terms of those prices. So obviously, as South Africans, we don't want to be average. We want to be among the best.
Sure.
But to get there is not easy. So if you look at large countries where the prices are low, the fact is, you know, if you look at India, China, even Brazil, they just have a larger population to work with than we do in South Africa. So we have 60 million people, which means our purchasing power is lower. It means the addressable market is smaller. And so, the business model for a mobile network operator is necessarily going to be smaller. Now, if you look at wealthier countries that are smaller than South Africa, where the prices are low, what seems to be happening there, to my mind, is that the average amount spent on mobile, on your cell phone service per month is much higher than it is in South Africa. In South Africa, the vast majority of people, are on prepaid, and a lot of them are subsisting on like 5 rand a day, kind of thing, or maybe, and maybe a 10 rand a day here or there. They have to be incredibly frugal about how they activate their mobile data services, pull down their WhatsApps, switch off the mobile data again, read their WhatsApps, queue up a bunch of messages to send, switch on mobile data, let them send and switch it off again, because they don't want their smartphone to consume a whole bunch of data in the background. And so I think, you know, a lot of people listening right now, can't even imagine, working with their, their smartphone in that way. And that's how, you know, a lot of South Africans unfortunately have to operate. And the way to solve that is not an easy task. Essentially what it boils down to is the whole population of South Africa needs to get richer so that, we can land in a situation where if you look at the United States or Israel for that matter, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in Europe, whatever you want to look at, that South Africans are spending, upwards of 250 rand a month each on their cell phone services, not because, they have to, but because they want to. And then for that 250 rand, they are getting, basically, you know, an uncapped service. You might not get uncapped voice minutes, but for all intents and purposes, your data is uncapped, your SMSs are uncapped. And the reason a network would be able to do that is because everybody in the country is paying that minimum amount,
right,
rather than living off of, you know, 20 to 50 rand a month here and there where they can. That's the situation, from our own observations. As while I understand people are upset, when you compare South African mobile data prices to certain other countries, according to my observations is why we are where we are.
Right.
And also, it's also, not the most expensive in the world. It's not the cheapest in the world. It's just average.
And who wants to be average? Is one service better than another? You know, when I was looking at it, there was this comparison where it showed what a gig of data will buy you, what a gig of data will cost you rather. I don't know how accurate these things are because it obviously depends as you're saying on what type of contract, if it's a pay as you go, if you're buying data as you're getting a little bit of money in. So obviously it's all a bit different, but if you had to look at it across the South African service providers, are we more or less being charged on a par, or does it differ dramatically?
No, it'll differ dramatically from network to network. It gets quite complicated to do a comparison like this. I looked at just prepaid prices recently. And, you know, if you look at Cell C, for example, Cell C looks more expensive. But it honestly depends on what price plan you're on, right? So, Cell C gives you like bonus data when you reload with certain amounts of airtime if you're on a certain price plan, or, you know, if you're on their all-in-one, prepaid tariff plan, then you get some of the cheapest data in the country. But otherwise, you know, if you look at just their headline prices, you know, the price of a data bundle in their standard USSD menu, then they don't compare well to Telkom and MTN. But that doesn't tell the whole story. And so trying to do these comparisons is actually quite tricky. It's going to be different from whether you're looking at 30-day prepaid bundles or whether you're looking at bundles that need to last longer or whether you're looking at contract or top up. It's going to differ based on which tariff plan, which bonuses you factor in. And so, and this is the wonderful thing about a competitive market,
right,
is consumers get to shop around. But also the terrible thing about a market as constrained as South Africa, I mean, what I was just speaking about regarding the fact that, so many people live hand to mouth and the same with their mobile data service. The problem with that is that these networks have to be quite creative in the way that they price services to try and make sure that they offer something that people can afford, but also offer good value. And so unfortunately, things can get quite contrived. So, I hope I've answered your question.
You know what you really have? You've given me a perspective that I didn't have before, or I hadn't thought of before, is that it's a fairly unique situation in this country where we've got this wealth disparity, and that actually has caused some complication in terms of how the networks are charging for various offerings. And I hadn't thought about that before.
Of a wealth disparity and a small addressable market. Yes.
Mm. Roland says Cell C gives me 50 gigabytes for 500 on prepaid and is valid for 6 months. Drawback is that Cell C is not always available everywhere in terms of signal.
Right. And there have been some issues on Cell C recently, as they're switching off their own their own radio network, and they're going to be relying entirely on Vodacom and MTN for roaming, or for their signal. They're going to be roaming on Vodacom and MTN's networks, and there have been some complaints in that regard, but for the most part, it sounds like it's been a good change, and the transition has been mostly positive for subscribers, but it's not true for everybody. And that's another thing about talking about cellular networks, you know, is I might say, listen, according to my broadband's testing, you know, we drive around, speak to me, and I'm, you know, in Cape Town or Durban,
yes,
busy driving around the cities to measure the quality of the mobile networks. And, you know, I might go, based on our testing, MTN on average has the best network in the country. In terms of actual data throughput and signal strength, right? But if you are in Constantia or in a small town or in a neighborhood, you know, against a mountain,
it might be impacted, or
anywhere for that matter. It doesn't even have to be that complicated, right. But like, the best network for your area might be quite different than the average.
Jan van Meulen, we do need to leave it there. It's just gone 7:30. Thank you as always. Great chatting to you. And I'm sure we will speak soon.